the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
As you heard from Ben in the headlines today, the government announced the latest national development plan, the enormous sums of money that are going to be committed over the next decade, on the same day as the summer economic statement came out, highlighting the potential available in the budget in October. We have the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Jack Chambers, with us. And they say about things like word salad, it's almost like number salad. There are so many numbers involved in this national development plan. It's not all new, is it, though? A lot of these things we've been promised, such as spending on transport and the metro. So what is new in this?
So the level of capital investment has significantly increased, and this presents a real opportunity to transform infrastructure delivery across our country. We know of the real infrastructure deficit that exists in Ireland compared to many of our peer countries.
What does that mean?
What it means is that we know the gaps that exist in our energy infrastructure. For example, you hear from people trying to deliver homes of the issues with ESB and our grid, which is having a real impact on delivery of homes. Well-documented issues in villages and towns across the country, and water infrastructure, for example. And Uisge Éireann and Irish Water have not been funded to the necessary level to drive water infrastructure delivery. And we've made clear prioritisation to water infrastructure in this plan. Uisge Éireann, over the next 5 years, will have a total of €12 billion being made available, a record level of investment protected for water delivery in our economy. And we know that's a real constraint on housing supply. So we've not only tried to complement increased support for the Department of Housing of €28 billion in core support there, specifically on housing supply, but complementing that with the key enablers of housing delivery. And that's what is different to this plan. If you look at previous iterations of the National Development Plan, it wasn't as focused or prioritised towards critical growth-enabling infrastructure. And if you examine transport, we've over €22 billion to allow the public transport and roads projects to advance, and also in water infrastructure. This is different. It's prioritised. And it means we're, as a government, we're seeking to focus on investment over the coming years.
Is there not a bit vague, though, at times, in that it doesn't break down specific projects that the money will be spent on?
Well, it does in certain strategic areas. So, for example, we know the difficulties or the uncertainty that existed in the funding of Metro, for example. That's a project, a mega project, which will take significant capital over the next 5 to 10 years. And we've separated that out from the Department of Transport's core allocation, so they can continue to advance the pipeline of projects, some of which are coming through and getting planning permission.
Yeah, but just say on Metro, for example, for Dublin, I think there's €2 billion set aside for the start of it. But is there not a danger, given what we've seen in the past with Metro, that the €2 billion could be spent and then you just stop working it again?
No, so it's been set aside around for the commencement of the project. It's profiled towards the back end of the next 5 years when you take the, if it emerges with planning permission, the whole process of getting that tendered and commenced will mean it could commence into construction towards the back end of the decade. But it's giving that flexibility by it being segregated out and protected from other expenditure lines.
I suppose what I'm just trying to clarify is that if the work starts and if €2 billion is spent, that the job will be finished, because there has been a lot of money spent in the metro up until now, hundreds of millions, and we haven't got anything for it.
No, and that's, I think, the frustration. You're asking about projects or lists. We've had multiple iterations of national development plans that contain long lists, but they're still on lists. And part of what I'm trying to do is develop sectoral investment plans that's underpinned with the capital allocations which we've prioritised today. And that means ministers will have to make choices with the allocations they've been given and provide a signal to the market about what's deliverable and when, what has planning permission, what can be commenced, and how does that fit within their overall capital envelope. And that's part of the feedback I've received through the engagement I've had with the new infrastructure division and our new task force with a lot of external expertise, is we have to be much clearer and certain to the market about what the pipeline is and how we can build the capability in Ireland to actually deliver many of these projects.
Because there's been a lot of promises in recent years, and leaving aside the transport, it's about 4 years at this stage since the previous government, of which Fianna Fáil was part, announced new public hospitals that were to be built in our cities, and there's not sight nor sound of them since.
And again, that comes back to the other issue, which isn't just about capital or additionality. And I think that sometimes excessively frames the conversation in how we discuss budgets or indeed national development plans. The system of delivery is too slow. And the other piece of work I'm engaging on is we have a report coming to government in the next some weeks on the barriers to delivery, how we can cut through some of the internal processes within government, which are excessive, which don't provide the value added to delivery. And again, that creates the frustration and I think the cynicism within the public about the delivery systems that are there. And that's why reform is as important as additionality. And that's why that piece of work is as important, so that people see the delivery over the next number of years.
Because I think the other thing that people are very sceptical about is getting value for money. And the National Children's Hospital in particular has framed people's attitudes as to how this state spends money on the things that we need.
It has, and there are serious lessons to be learned from the Children's Hospital. And that's certainly informs decision making within my own department and across government. A lot of the lessons there around the concept and design process and how it evolved, and that's why we're developing the use of the National Development Finance Agency within the NTMA to get better discipline on value for money at the project design stage. But also we need to speed up decision making, because a lot of the excess which happens in projects is that they're taking too long to go through the system, and the cost from when they were initially envisaged versus the point of commencement is often much more than the actual debate that's had on the overrun. So we need to have quicker decision making, and that's the separate piece of work I'm advancing within government.
Where's all the money going to come from to fund all of this?
So this is about of our total within it's about this has moved our overall capital investment to about 5% GNI star, which was reflected in the previous National Development Plan. We're prioritising.
Explain that to our listeners.
It's gross national income, which is a percentage of our overall economic output when you strip out some of the multinational activity where GDP can fluctuate.
Okay, talk numbers to me.
So we're getting this. So this additionality, first of all, is from the Apple escrow, which your listeners will be familiar with. There's 14 billion euro. The AIB share sales and the return from that is about 3 billion euro. And also 3 billion euro from the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund, which was put aside in the last government for investment in projects that can help decarbonize our economy. And then in addition to that, we're taking over a 5-year period, it's just above 2 billion euro per year, prioritizing the additionality which exists in terms of our budgetary planning to drive capital investment in our economy.
So that's all the new money, is it, on top right. of the money that you had already earmarked as
Correct.
Part of previous budgets
Absolutely.
For it?
Yeah.
And it all mainly comes out of tax revenue, does it? Or will you be borrowing money?
So we don't, I mean, on current projections, Minister Donoghue is working this around our medium-term fiscal plan. We don't expect to be borrowing to fund this infrastructure. It's about prioritising capital investment over current expenditure over the next number of years. And that's essential if we're going to drive the growth and prosperity and respond back to the global uncertainty that exists within Ireland. But that's on our current trajectory. What we would do in the case of a serious economic deterioration, we would revise our profile and plans on current expenditure to protect the capital expenditure which we've set out here. And that is learning.
Well, that's just great because, what happened in the past.
Capital investment collapsed and we're paying a price for that.
Indeed,
right
the
now.
Reason that the International Monetary Fund has identified that we're about a third behind our peers in investment and infrastructure is that when the big crash happened a decade and a half ago, current spending was protected where possible and the capital spending got cut to bits, and we're now paying the price for that.
We are.
And isn't it politics that if you do find yourself suddenly that the tax revenues you get coming in, the corporation tax, aren't what you expected, you might say now that you'll protect the capital investment, but in reality comes, you'll continue to pay all the current bills and the capital investment will be the first thing to be cut.
No, absolutely not. And we discussed that within government today, and myself and Minister Donoghue are at one, that current expenditure would have to be revised downwards to protect the profile of capital investment which our economy needs.
Isn't that what ministers for finance and public expenditure always say at cabinet? Everyone nods along, and when push comes to shove, you'll be forced to change your mind.
But I don't think we have a choice, because aside from the global position, which is uncertain and could deteriorate, this will constrain and slow growth within Ireland unless we correct the infrastructure deficit right now. And we don't have a choice to fund the basic water infrastructure, the energy infrastructure, which is already harming our investment proposition. So fundamental to our growth and prosperity in the 30s and the 40s is this investment. And that's part of our economic planning, is protecting capital investment vis-a-vis current expenditure. And that's a central part to our medium-term planning in the context of next year's budget and future budgets.
At present, as we sit here, we've no idea what Trump will come up with next in relation to tariffs, how it's going to impact on the European Union and how it's going to impact on Ireland. Already, there's significant anecdotal evidence that people are talking about a severe slowdown, a recession. Mm. How much do you fear that? And if it does happen, what's it going to do to your government finances, impacting on this October's budget and all this infrastructure spending?
So if there's a significant economic deterioration or very significant tariffs are imposed and there isn't an outcome to the current negotiations, we're clear that we will revisit our strategy for budget 2026. And that involves the tax and current expenditure, what we've set out today. But we're also clear that when you have an economic deterioration, protecting capital investment is essential. And we've been very clear today that the profile of capital investment we're setting out over the next 5 years will be protected. And a lot of it is actually, it involves the one-off funding, which we said we would use for capital infrastructure in our economy, the Apple escrow, the one-off funding, which gives us the opportunity to transform infrastructure delivery, needs to be protected for capital.
Okay, there's loads of things I can ask you about, but I don't have the time for. But I think a lot of our listeners are interested in, while they want new public transport in our cities, many people don't live in the cities.
Yeah.
Many people feel that roads haven't been given sufficient priority in the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
Things like Cork-Limerick motorway and various others.
Mm-hmm.
Is this government committed to spending more on roads than the previous governments have?
I mean, what we're not doing, the last government had an agreed ratio of spending of 2-to-1.
Public transport to roads.
Public transport to roads. We're not governed by that in this government. We are committed to delivering the regional connectivity like the Limerick to Cork motorway and other important strategic projects which are critical to building that regional development where there is particular infrastructure deficits. And I know Minister O'Brien, when he develops his sectoral investment plan, will set out the roads projects which will be delivered and funded over the next 5 years.
And one other one, because it's the key topic that everyone is talking about, is housing.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, your party leader today, committed again to 300,000 homes in the lifetime of this government up to 2030. How? How in God's name is that possible when you undershot so seriously last year, when the commencements have fallen so dramatically this year, when you're going to be way below your 2025 targets? Why should we believe this 300,000 target of new homes?
Well, it's the number one priority for government. Part of that is trying to meet the what we've set out around the social and affordable housing targets in the programme for government. And that's why the €35 billion being allocated to the Department of Housing between housing and water infrastructure supports increased housing supply. But separate to that, there is a need to continue the work that Minister Brown is doing on trying to cut through some of the constraints and the regulation which exists in housing policy that harms supply. And that work needs to continue over the next number of weeks and months, where we've got multiple constraints which were built up over years, which harms supply, which undermines the delivery of that objective of driving housing supply.
But are you seriously telling us that after the disaster that this year has been, when your housing output is going to fall compared to last year, which itself was behind targets, that it can somehow be brought up to 300,000 over the lifetime of this government?
Our number one focus is responding back to that social objective. We want to ensure that we respond back to it in terms of social and affordable housing, but also unlocking the market and making the necessary decisions to drive the level of supply required to seriously increase the outturn and the numbers that we've seen in recent months.
So you're sticking to that ambition that was in the programme for government, even though all of the figures we've seen in the last 6 months?
Like, obviously, the outturn has been disappointing so far this year. But I think the decisions that James Brown, as Minister of Housing, is making will make a difference on helping to drive housing supply. And that's why it's not just a conversation about allocations and what's given to the Department of Housing. It's also about how we reform some areas of regulation which are undermining housing supply in our economy.
Okay, thank you very much, Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.